Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, right now at Hassle Cattle Company, if you use the code DNVR10, you're going to get 10% off your entire purchase. Of course, that's at HassleCattleCompany.com. If you're in the area, stop by the DNVR bar. We've got Hassle Cattle Company Wagyu beef on all our burgers. It's super, super good. And again, if you're not in the area, check out HassleCattleCompany.com. Use the code DNVR10 for 10% off your entire purchase every single time, not just a one-time deal, every single time. They've got everything at Hassle Cattle Company. Some of us at DNVR, we actually live off of Hassle Cattle Company purchases. Pull a bunch of friends together. Any orders over $200, you will receive free shipping. So check out everything they have to offer at HassleCattleCompany.com. Make sure to use the code DNVR10 for 10% off your purchase. And if you're in the area, if you're on East Colfax, if you're in Denver, stop by the DNVR bar. All our burgers are awesome, and they have Hassle Cattle Company Wagyu beef on them.
Doesn't have the blow-up mattress in the back.
Can't really find the middle ground.
Live mics. Live mics.
Oh, I know. I know we're live.
Wait, Eric, say that controversial thing again.
Which one?
That thing you said you would never say on the air.
Yeah, just now.
Everybody, you guys know this. Look at the fresh haircut over here. It's like Jokic haircut. We got Eric haircut. It's gonna be.
Yeah. I noticed the second I saw him.
Did you just do that so the genie hat would fit better?
No, I did it so that I would look marginally better.
You'd look
for a small amount of time.
Significantly
you
better.
Great.
Significantly better. I can't believe it.
Might be saying more about the growth than where you're at.
That's
right.
They started from the negatives. What's up, everybody? Welcome into the DNVR Nuggets On Season Lounge. Is it not the on season until it's our on season?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the NBA on season.
Right, yeah, I think the pregame lounge is the first on season moment. Yeah.
This is the pregame lounge, so it's fine.
We're pregaming the pregame.
Pregaming.
It's a 24-hour pregame.
No, the NBA's back today, guys. We made it through the long off season. Here's what's so sad about the state of like just the last 2 weeks or whatever. Don't even know who plays tonight. The Lakers Warriors, right? That one's a thing.
That is correct. And then you got Nets Bucks.
I probably won't be watching tonight.
They're just playing the hits. This is not for us. This night is definitely the NBA's for the first take round. By the way, had people texting me today. Wilbon and Stephen A. on First Take this morning talking about Djokovic.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody clip that and send it to me. Please.
If you find the first
clip
take,
that
please clip
send that to
Wilbon
me right now.
Saying Djokovic. I can't remember. There was a second part of that. I'll have to dig up the text to find what it was.
Hell of a way to start the season.
We're back, baby.
Night one.
That's how you know we're back. We're presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app.
Number one.
Use promo code DNVR when you sign up. We might be opening up the DraftKings Sportsbook app, getting a little reckless today as we make some season prediction bets.
Nice.
Footloose or fancy free?
And
fancy free?
I think we might be both footloose and fancy free today. I got the full squad with me tonight, minus Dev. I got Brennan Vogt over here.
What's up, fellas? Full crew, Nuggets in 24. Well, more than 24. I'm feeling good, though. Feeling good.
A little more than 24 hours. Nice. I got the man with the haircut, D-Line Go.
That really sums me up. Pretty.
That is accurate.
I haven't been here for a week and a half. I do have a haircut.
Haircut guy. And then, of course, over here, wearing the exact same shirt as me, although mine's a little hidden. It's Harrison Wind.
It takes a lot to notice a haircut when somebody's wearing a hat.
Yeah,
that's
That's the only way you can experience my hair.
Right, but it's the only way I've ever seen you. So it was, you know, it's nothing new.
When was the last time you guys changed your haircut, like style?
Oh, the new lady I go to cuts it different every time, no matter what I ask for. It's such a role that I
nature is slowly changing my hairstyle.
What about you, Harrison?
I don't even know.
Same haircut your whole life?
Yeah.
I've been wearing it a little longer over the last like year or so, though.
All right. Well, this haircut corner.
Not going to change up a style drastically, though, at this point.
I'm curious, guys. All day, Super Producer Allie behind the ones and twos today. She's going to be bringing up your comments as they come in because we want to know what you guys are thinking about the Nuggets this year. Win totals. We're going to be talking about all that kind of stuff, but I want to hear what you guys are saying. Take the temperature of the room. See if Nuggets fans are irrationally excited. 60 wins nonstop. Or if people are a little concerned about the season. But first, I want to find out. Vote, on Saturday, you reported that the Nuggets practice, the vibes were less than immaculate. Yesterday, Harrison, when you reported that the vibes of practice less than immaculate. It's opening day.
They were not bad yesterday.
But they were less than immaculate.
I mean, it takes a lot for a vibe to be immaculate, man.
Well, today,
easy now.
How was it today at Nuggets practice?
Not going to say it was immaculate. Okay, I have high standards for vibes. I don't know about you over there.
It was much better than Saturday. It was much better. For example, I wasn't afraid to say hi to Malone. That was one change.
I love how timid you are.
Whenever there's chaos in another NBA organization, I always like to compare it to the Nuggets.
Yep.
Like I remember when James Harden was pretty much just like tanking his own value in Houston.
Yep.
And I think on that same day, the Nuggets were practicing and played a game of soccer at practice, soccer.
Right.
Today,
contrast.
Yeah. Today, Ben Simmons like walks off is asked to leave 76ers practice after not wanting to participate in a drill. And we're sitting at Nuggets practice, and Michael Malone is telling us about how earlier today he and Nikola Jokic discussed how to change a diaper. So it's just the comparison like that. I always try to take stock of those things when, you know, there's chaos in another part of the NBA world.
I'm sure Malone would tell you he's not paying attention, but I always wonder, like, did that give him perspective today? Because today this was a much looser Malone. And I have to say, I think you as a coach, you would appreciate the difference between, all right, they're struggling to figure out this new offense and, the star player quit. Like those are two different situations.
So I think about this a lot. There's only so many things you can hold in your head. You know what I mean? Like you're trying, and Mike Malone has so many different things to balance. And I wonder, like, he has to have a simple process. And I think that simple process probably comes down to something along the lines of, I've been riding these guys really hard last few days. You know, Michael Porter had his little somebody was getting chewed out, this or that. I just wonder if his process is so simple where he's like, I've got to balance it out. 2 days, 3 days in a row of being a little heavy. I've got to be positive today or whatever. And sometimes we think about all this stuff and it's just that simple. It's like, no matter what today, I've got to inject the energy into the group.
For sure. For sure. I mean, this is the classic arc of a Nuggets preseason, though. Probably for Denver and probably for most teams in the NBA.
Did this have a high, though? Because usually there's the peaks and valleys of it and we kind of see that. But this one kind of had like a flat, then a down.
Yeah.
What was the peak of preseason?
Probably Malone embracing bones, right?
For us, yes.
That third quarter versus the Thunder.
Yeah.
But then it went right back downhill.
Right back down.
But usually preseason is going to end with positive vibes, and that's where we're at right now.
Okay.
I mean, you got to really know what you're doing as a coach if you're going to end the preseason on negative vibes.
Right.
Like, you got to really be confident in your abilities.
So I saw a thing, I'm going back to yesterday's, but one thing we haven't talked about, we've talked about the vibes, we've talked about this or that, you know, the negative aspects of it, but something that slid under the radar, Katie Wingy shared this out today about Will Barton yesterday at practice when he was asked about, do you specifically look forward to playing the Suns or this or that? And he said yes, and that the team has talked about it. That it's not just a, like, we all, you know, some players, none needs to be said, we know. No, it's like, no, conversations have come up that this is our chance to get a little bit of revenge.
Oh, yeah, dude, how could you not? Just like through human, like, I mean, that was the last team you played in a meaningful way. It ended in a way that was not complimentary of your team.
You got your ass kicked four games in a row.
You got your ass kicked. You've been made fun of all offseason. There's been a meme that is centered around your
plight.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is you. Now the season starts and like it's full game on. Like Jokic is the MVP that everybody still doesn't believe in, even though he won it with a very, very wide margin. So, yeah, man. I mean, like, I remember when the Broncos got blown out in the Super Bowl, and then they played the Seattle Seahawks the next season in preseason, and I was like, let's go. Like, they didn't care at all, but I was like, let's freaking go, man.
But do you guys get the sense, though? I mean, Barton, have you heard it from anybody else about this, like, the sense? Has this come up today?
Yeah, it came up today.
Yeah, I mean, we asked Jokic about it. He didn't really offer
much. Of course, yeah. Shocker.
Jokic zagged when everyone else zagged, if you can believe it.
No, I've got to think with a lot of guys that there's definitely something there. I think for a team like Denver, coming off the preseason that they had, it's probably good that they're opening against a team that's, first off, just a contender. Call it what it is. The Suns are going to be really good again this year. And also kind of a rival. So you can really take stock of where you're at. You know, if like Denver opened against Detroit and lost, that'd be really bad.
Yeah, that would be really bad.
They definitely know where they're at then. But they'll come to play tomorrow for sure. I'm pretty confident in that. Most guys I'm confident in that, but I think it's good generally that they're starting off against an opponent like Phoenix.
So I see this in the chat from Joey Rabe. Could the Ayton stuff, and that being DeAndre Ayton not getting the contract extension that he hoped for and probably deserved, could that affect the game tomorrow?
I could see Ayton being like, all right, I'm going to show you, Sarver. Yeah,
I feel like this is like,
watch me put 30 points on the MVP.
Right. I feel like it's going to motivate him more than it's going to demotivate him. I don't feel like this is like Ben Simmons, I'm walking out on the team, so much as like, I'll show you.
Yeah. You're not wrong. It just sucks, right? Because
it does suck.
If you're Sarver, is that a win-win? Like,
yeah.
Like, no matter what, he plays terrible and you're like, told you guys, not a max guy. Or if he plays hard, you're like, I pushed all the right buttons.
Yeah. That's what happens when you are.
No, dude, it's not. Sarver's not coming out of this looking this is, good. This Come is, on.
Oh, first of all, does he care if he looks good? Not about, care yeah, at billionaires all, don't always care if they look good.
Lions don't.
He doesn't care, no.
Concern themselves with the sheep.
With the thoughts of sheep. They don't
but
care.
His front office should care, right? Because.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Gordon Hayward thing, right? I mean, it's very easy. You juxtapose with Denver, right? This is why you paid Jamal right away. This is why you get the Porter extension done. And then if anyone else wants to go, that's a lot of money too soon. All right, that's fine. How do you feel about DeAndre Ayton? Because I've noticed everyone's very, very anxious about him maybe wanting out, and Denver sort of nipped that in the bud, if you will.
Can you imagine if you were part-time and you were trying to get the full-time gig and everyone's like, yeah, he's earned it, this and that. And then Brandon's like, hey, man, no.
Yeah.
Still another season.
Well,
then
no.
Next season. And then you're like, you know what? I'm going to be the best version of myself now to show them.
One more wrinkle. It's like if Brandon decided he wanted me over Luka Doncic for his basketball team, and then we went to the finals, and then he was like, but should I give you a max?
That's so true.
I don't know if you're that guy.
It's like, DeAndre Ayton, we really want you, but, you know, we're going to bring in Landry Shamet, too, and sign and give him 40 mil.
Right,
you know,
right.
We were close with you, but we definitely wanted to lock in Landry Shamet.
Oh, my God.
I do wonder. I mean, look, a lot of things we'll figure out over the first couple weeks of the season, momentum, this or that. But to me, I just look at that and I go, those are not good vibes around the Suns, but, you know, they are a good
not
team and it probably doesn't matter. Once you start running up and down the court, all this other stuff kind of melts to the side.
I mean, that's really the point of the way that sports are covered in general, right? Like, they... All much is made of things that all of a sudden when the games actually start, you're like, well, I don't want to talk about Ben Simmons anymore. I don't want to talk about Russell Westbrook. Yeah. I don't want to talk about DeAndre Ayton. I want to talk about whether or not Nikola Jokic is going to draw his man out by shooting three-pointers.
That's what you want to talk about?
Yes. Like that's like the disconnect between ESPN and the rest of the world is that ESPN believes everyone wants to be involved in the tabloid version of sports, which ESPN, we do not.
I think for a little bit, the NBA community as a whole, the fandom community did. We clearly glommed on to that. But I think it got away from everyone.
Oh, it got
and
away
I think
from
if you
big
could
time.
Oh, it's Twinkies.
If you could...
I'm saying nobody turned like a Twinkie. You're like, was that good? I'm like, yeah, that was good.
Oh, yeah.
And then like when you've eaten Twinkies for 7 years and nothing else, you're like, you know what? This is not good.
I had no idea what you meant.
I would
actually,
that'd be awesome. Does anyone have any Twinkies?
Twinkies.
I'm starving.
All right, what else happened out of practice today, Wind?
We're talking about how guys are going to approach Phoenix tomorrow. like with Nikola, I think he's going to get off to a really good start this season. The days of him easing into a season are so far gone. Like, he was great in December and January last year. I think he's going to be great in October, November, December this year. But I am just curious to see, you know, what his kind of mental is like over the first couple weeks of the season, because in the preseason, man, he was a little grumpy. You know, he was just a little frustrated at the rest of his teammates, it certainly seemed like. That's at least what I picked up on. So I'm curious to see if that carries over, you know, to the regular season. He, of course, had a pretty busy couple months in his personal life. And I asked Malone about that today and just kind of where he's at. And Malone said he thinks he's in a good place, but he acknowledged that he's probably a little fatigued just with everything that's going on. So it's just going to be something to watch. You know, how short is his fuse at the beginning of the season? I think he's going to be great, put up great numbers, be playing at an MVP level from day one. But, you know, just the other parts of kind of his mentality I'll be keeping an eye on.
This was my number one question. I mean, it was the big question. If you guys watched the preview today, it's just, does he have that mental? You didn't catch it. Yeah, it's really good. You were great at it. Miroslav really stole the show. But it was, you know, does he have the energy for the – I just think the mental fatigue. And it's interesting that Malone at least addressed it, because, one, Malone is great at this stuff. I mean, even the Malone haters have to acknowledge that he is so great at this type of thing. He has his finger on the pulse of Jokic right now, and it might get into a situation if the Nuggets struggle early where it doesn't matter. And he's like, I can't afford to, like, rest you, but
Let me ask you, if he literally just had his finger on the pulse of Jokic, just walked around taking his pulse.
Added to that point, he said it's going to be on, you know, his support structure within this organization as well. Just check in on him, you know? Don't, like, and I think this is my read on his comments now. These are not Malone's words, but, Jokic is, you know, kind of in his own space mentally, and you sort of always trust that on the court he's going to be that dude. And I almost wonder if there's a little bit of like, he'll be fine, right? He's Jokic. Right. But Malone was kind of stressing the importance of everyone just staying in touch, being close as a unit, checking in with each other, and essentially, you know, don't let Jokic wander off into that space mentally.
I hate that we're talking about Jokic being mentally fatigued the day before the season starts. Like,
but this is different than the discussion in years past.
Is he going to play well?
I know. Honestly, it's always a reflection of ourselves. Don't you feel a little fatigued? Like, the last 2 years were very.
Yes. But I still just do work. You know, when I'm tired, like, I just still put it in. That's what I mean. Like, I think that it's not fun to be in training camp. I think it's like once you've been in the league long enough, it's like,
this is a great point.
I think it's just like you just kind of want to get to the part where the games matter if you're going to be putting effort towards them. So, you know, like we talked about this before. Like, this is common of like quarterbacks that have been in the league for a long time. They always try and like weasel their way out of training camp. Like, Brett Favre would show up like the last day of training camp and then just go win 12 games every year. Like, I think Jokic doesn't want to like do the practice part, but I think he likes like kicking guys' ass on the basketball court. Like, he likes like going out there and like being the most dominant player in the world. So, you know, like, I don't think he's mentally fatigued. I just think that life is hard for everybody on earth, and like the more life that you experience, the heavier the weight. So but he has no reason to be mentally fatigued. The season is just beginning.
No, he just had a kid. This is the whole point.
It's like
the
No, I know, but all the same, like
no, it's not all the same.
Players all throughout the leagues have had you
have
children,
had children. You're right. Children not have been the first born. Player to have had.
This
a child.
Is his first kid, though. This is the point. Like, he hasn't gone through like getting up in the middle of the night to tend to his child.
I'm sure that's still not the case.
Jokic has it totally is. I mean,
I'm with Wynn. I also think the other thing is those last two seasons, which again are really more like two seasons, did any individual in the league take on the burden that Jokic did?
Sure.
There's a strong case the answer is no, not one person, just in terms of games played at least. So you go from that, right? And then in between those was the shortest offseason of all time. Now he has a kid. I'm just saying it's not unreasonable to think that maybe he's feeling a little.
There's this great scene in Deadwood where the newspaper guy, his press gets destroyed, right? People get upset with him. And Swearingen, the main character, comes over and he's like, "Why aren't you up and running?" And he's like, "Well, because I'm in despair." And he's like, "Yeah, guess what? You're just always in despair. It's life. You got to keep moving."
Yeah, you know, like next season, it won't be a kid. It'll be that you played a bunch of other games.
Yeah, exactly.
And then season after that.
Yeah, but to your point, Eric, and Wind was making this point earlier, and on this, I think we all agree. I do think Jokic is in that place, though, regardless of what we're talking about.
Right.
Does he want to do it? He's going to do it.
Right.
That part I'm not worried about.
I think that's my larger point.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like on Jokic mental fatigue watch. Because I just know he's got the, know he's got it. Like, he's showed us. Like,
when the lights come on, he'll be the MVP.
Totally.
The lights come on tomorrow. I have no doubt about that.
So he'll be the MVP tomorrow. You have a prediction for his stat line tomorrow?
30, 15, and 10.
Okay. That's a nice start.
Sign me up. That's awesome.
Is that 30, 15, and 10? Are you on board with it?
I wouldn't have. Sure. Yeah, that works for me if you want to set that up.
Eric, you want to set a line?
I don't know, man. I don't know what to expect.
Oh, come on. You can't say that and then just not know what to expect.
What? We always know what we're getting
because it's just I don't know what we're going to get out of his supporting cast.
I think he's just mentally fatigued, you guys.
Yeah, he's too tired to put any expectations. No, I'm talking about like what are the rest of the players going to do around him. Like, is this going to be a thing where Jokic has to score 50 points and he has to like go out and carry the team on his back? Are we going to get Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. and Bones Highland and all these guys actually coming in and checking in and like bringing Jokic some relief? Like, I don't know. Like, Jokic, I have no fear in what he does, but I just don't know what to expect out of this team, man.
27-11-7. It's like kind of feels like it's almost his averages. So yeah. I'm being like, I'm not really
those are
it's like
his average.
But I'm going for it. Anything else out of practice before we
yeah, there's a bunch actually. Michael Malone called Monte Morris Mr. Denver.
What?
On God, he almost looked at Harrison. Maybe that part's in my head.
Denver. I'm upset.
So let me give you the context.
Mr. Denver, is that why?
No, but he's Mr. Nugget. Mr. Denver.
Let me give you the context.
All right.
He was talking about how Monte was around the facility maybe more than anyone this summer.
Jeez.
So he was pretty much just saying that he was in Denver the entire summer.
Who is Mr. Denver?
Mr. Denver.
Jake Jabs?
Jake Jabs. Oh, God. How sad is
Dylan Doug?
Dylan Doug,
Mr. Denver?
Frank, the strong arm.
The strong arm? Dude. I must call him 2 years ago.
The terrible nominee.
Vic Lombardi?
I would love to, yeah.
You know what? It's Vic Lombardi. That's Mr. Denver. Good call.
He is Mr. Denver. I told you guys my life goal is to get a key to the city of Denver. But that's like being Mr. Denver if you get a key to it. I don't know what I'm going to do to accomplish this.
What is a key to a city
about the Nuggets really well?
They just hand you an oversized key, and then it's a ceremony.
I also want
to. But like, can you get in anywhere? Like, what
I
comes
think they take
with
the key back key to the city?
You're able to unlock the city, lift it, go down, and discover all the deep, dark secrets.
Oh my God! It's like it's really a burden.
It's what terrible.
It is.
Yeah.
It's horrible. You have to keep those secrets for the rest of your life.
You're burdened.
Oh God.
There's no one else you could confide in. it's really rough. I also honorary doctorate would be another life goal.
Here's what I'm saying.
Doctor, and I would insist you
I'd rather Mr.
You
Denver,
could actually just
I think.
Become a doctor if you wanted to.
That takes work. I just want somebody to be like, we think you're so great. Here's an honorary
we
doctor.
We want you associated with our university.
Exactly.
Here's just a really hard degree that people put years and years of time
into. I would accept it from any school, no matter how
you,
bad
you
of a school it is.
You yourself then... forevermore is Dr. Denver.
Oh, I would.
Dr. Denver. I like that one.
Mr. Denver's good.
So, dangerously close to Mr. Nugget, obviously. I'm just going to say it. I'm increasingly convinced these are not coincidences. That's all.
Really?
I don't know, man. There's just too many. For a guy who's not online, he seems to know what's happening online.
Or we just absorb everything he says and spit it back.
That's might probably, be that.
I think it's
just a continuous
I think it's that
circle.
We watch him.
Oh, that's
he
right.
Watches us.
Yeah, okay.
You guys know at the tailgate this weekend, the Denver Broncos tailgate, which was 1,000 times more fun than the Denver Broncos game.
Yes, it was.
It's actually still fun. Like I'm still going to all these tailgates because they're still fun to hang out and drink. And then,
it's amazing.
You don't even have to watch the game. It'd actually be amazing if people just start coming to the
it's
tailgate.
Better for your health
going
if you
home.
Just drink pizza and beer and then don't watch the game.
Yeah, I didn't watch. I did exactly as you just said. I was at the tailgate. Then I
did
home.
Too. But while I was there, I tried out a brand new beer from Breck Brewery.
You
which
did?
Beer was it?
It's called the Hop in Hand IPA.
Ooh.
It's a tropical
this
IPA.
This was stunning because I was not ready for stunning. A new Breck beer at the tailgate.
I did.
It was just there all of a sudden.
It was,
and it was really good.
It was fantastic. I had five of them. Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
You're like, it got better and better and better.
Yeah.
So you're a huge guy. You're like a tall person.
I am a guy. A tall guy.
Two beer buzz. Is it two or is it more?
Wait, what?
In your peak.
In my peak. Like, what's you talking about? Like, yeah, athletic prime where my metabolism was going.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding? Yeah, it would be like we would do the 30 racks between two basketball players.
That's
so
what
15
I figured.
Beers. But now my metabolism doesn't do it. I sit like this all day at my desk. Yeah, two beers is easily gets
plenty.
Me. Gets
yeah.
me
I've never heard of a two beer buzz.
Ever. Really?
Wow, Harrison's still. What is it for? It's like
Harrison's
seven
like,
beers?
He's a big
two?
Boulder vibe.
No, I mean, for me, yeah, I'd say I have a two beer buzz. Yeah.
Well, then what the
hell are we talking about? Just happening right now?
I just like never heard that. Is that like a thing though?
Yeah. Oh. Two beer buzz.
Okay, I just never heard that before.
By the way, we didn't agree on a bit where we'd all just change our minds the very next sentence.
No, like I never heard somebody refer to that as something before.
All right, tell us more about Breckenridge.
I guess I understand it. I'm still waiting for you to use the keyword to go into a little thing, but
a Hooper.
No,
damn it.
Oh boy,
another beer you guys should try: the Mile High City Copper Lager.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, pick it up at your local liquor store.
Tis the season.
Some grocery stores have it. The Breck Brew Farmhouse has it. Make sure to pick some up for the Nuggets opener tomorrow.
Let's
tomorrow
go.
Night against the Suns.
You know where else you can get a Breck beer? Right here at the
right
DMVR
here.
Bar tomorrow. You guys better be here. Look at this watch party. 8 o'clock Wednesday. It's a little late, but you know what? Come home. The DMVR bar is home. It's going to be popping tomorrow. We're going to be here. I'm going to be having some beers. I'm also going to be having the Bronco Burger. I cannot wait.
It's
going to be a perfect
It's now
day.
Called the Nugget already... Burger.
It is the Nugget Burger. Unofficially called the Nuggets Burger.
Well, we literally named them. We could change the names.
Can we just change it?
That's like not, us, those yeah. weren't ordained
Actually,
from above.
I'm telling you, when you come here and you order it, order the Nuggets Burger. If enough people do it, Darren will know what it is. He'll just be like, all right, they're ordering the Nuggets Burger.
Also, guys, we're now sponsored by Ball Across the entire DMVR network, as in Ball Arena, where the Nuggets will play basketball on Friday, home opener against the Spurs. Mm-hmm. Also is in the Aerospace Technology Company, also is in the world's largest aluminum can and packaging manufacturer. Ball has been leading global sustainability efforts for decades, and they reached out to us. They need help here in Denver. They're looking for production technicians, and they've got other roles available as well because they're making a lot of cans. That's what they do. In 2020, Ball made over 101 billion cans. And like I said, they're adding line capacity to their 400-person plant here in town in Golden, Colorado. The demand for sustainable aluminum beverage cans, it's greater than ever. And chances are, if you've consumed a beverage in a can, it's been from a Ball aluminum can. If you want more info, go to jobs.ball.com and search for Golden, or you can text Golden to 77222. Jobs.ball.com and search for Golden, or text Golden to 77222.
Alrighty, so you said there was a couple more things from practice, so I don't want to move on until we hit the important ones. Do we want to just run through these real quick, Harrison?
I would love to.
Dre,
there's just no need for that music right now.
The bar's trying to get
hype. The bar is
there's
trying no to get
yeah, this does put me back in post-game
here.
Mentality.
Did you get peaches on or what?
Yeah.
at least give us the hits.
It seems like the Nuggets might have a new assistant coach, Adam.
Yeah?
Not formally, not officially, but maybe like a part-time assistant coach. Drew Arthur.
Oh, I love it.
Back at practice. He's been around. He coached Summer League a couple years ago. He was around the team this offseason as well. But Drew Arthur back at practice.
We should get him in studio, man. Drew's the best, man.
He's awesome, man. Fan favorite, player favorite, teammate favorite.
Darth, baby.
Yeah, I love Drew.
So still unofficial, right, in terms of capacity, but he's had a relationship with the team, you know, comes and goes. He's a family man himself, but not the first or presumably the last time you'll see Darrell Arthur around.
He might also be the only NBA player ever that's talked to me like a person. He's the most like just down to earth person.
Oh,
he's
hey,
like,
man. What's
he's
up?
Like, hey, he's like, hey, could you move?
Like, excuse me.
Could you get out of my way, sir?
Yeah, he said, excuse me. Ooh la la.
All right. What else?
I think that's about it. Anything else, Phil?
No, I think that's it, man. You talked about Monte as the starter, right? I guess that's not a surprise to anyone.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that was up for debate, but Malone did say Monte Morris is the starter.
Do we know Bones is playing tomorrow? Is he in the rotation? Did they let that go?
No, they didn't.
No, but I mean, if he's not, like, there would be a riot on Colfax.
He didn't. He didn't give us the rotation.
Harrison flipping couches, going back to his Boulder days
by himself.
Two beer bars.
All right. Well, let's get into this. What to expect? I mean, we can obviously start. We talked a little bit about tomorrow night. Michael Porter. We talked about Jokic tomorrow night, but Michael Porter, up and down preseason, looked great at moments. Somebody pointed this out. They're like, you guys keep saying he had an up and down, but per 36, he averaged like 34 points.
That is the Michael Porter Jr. experience. It's like
totally.
Expectations are way too high, but performance also very high. You just don't mix.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't match somehow.
What would be an A grade points wise for him tomorrow, Eric? What's par? Set par like
par. I think is 15 for Michael Porter Jr.
What?
At this point forward. I'm just saying like that. Anything below 15, I'm like, that's a terrible game. If he has 16 points, I'm like, okay.
If you see the rebounds as well, like he was good in the other area. Yeah. I'm like just 18 saying, like, and 7 is okay.
Like to me, that feels
I'm
like
Harrison. I'm like, what?
If Michael Porter Jr. scores 15, the Nuggets might get blown out tomorrow.
Well, that, I mean, that's just, I think that's what you can expect from him. Just generally speaking, he'll have games where he goes high 20s.
Well, he's going to average more than 15 points a game.
Yes, he will, most certainly. But I'm saying, like, where do I get upset at Michael Porter Jr.'s performance? Like, if
you're
he scores 13 points, I'm like, man, you suck. If he scores 15, I'm like, whatever. If he scores anything above, I'm like, let's freaking go.
17 points tomorrow, you're going to be let's freaking go. That's a really low bar. I feel like Eric's
doing average 19 last year?
Yeah, as the third option.
Yeah, last year, as the third option, as a second-year player. What's par?
I mean, tomorrow you'd love to see him score 25 plus, right? He can do that. The Nuggets are going to need it. May not have to come the same way Jamal would get his, but they are going to need someone to be that dude. He's the next guy up. So, we've 25 is something Porter can and should do.
So, 25 is par. All right.
I'd say anything above 20 is good.
Okay.
Yeah, for tomorrow.
Above 20.
For tomorrow night.
Yeah. 20 is probably par, I think, for him for the season, probably.
In a good game, like a good scoring output would be 25.
Yeah. I mean, dude, Porter can just walk on the court and go through the motions and get 20 against
most
teams.
I agree. So here's an interesting part of the Porter side. We talked about Barton and like, oh, we want to get these guys back. Porter said, he didn't have a good series against Mikal Bridges and company. He did not have a good series. In fact, I would say they shut him down to a degree. He talked about, I was banged up that series. I didn't feel like myself. I couldn't get to him. Tomorrow
that is true, yeah.
Tomorrow that is a bit of a like, because I'm not sure I fully buy this. Like, everybody's banged up. Maybe he was. I'm sure everybody was banged up. He played well down the stretch, and then, he even had pockets of greatness in that Portland series. Tomorrow would be a great, if he comes out and just dominates, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. I bet he was banged up last year. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
immediately,
I'm like, you know what? Maybe there was, if he comes out and has 25, 30 points, something like that tomorrow, it would be incredibly encouraging. In fact, I might go as far as to say, I mean, let's just say assume a Nuggets win. So I'm not saying like, because I'm going to say, what is the most encouraging thing that could happen tomorrow? Let's assume a win.
Sure.
But if with a win, I would say it's Michael Porter scoring very well. Like, that would be the thing that's most encouraging. If you go out there and you're like, this guy's a scorer, and it's a harbinger, as Chris Marlowe says, a harbinger for things to come.
It's a harbinger. I think that's negative always. A harbinger?
It is?
Yeah, I think it's like not a good thing. If that's a harbinger.
Oh, man, this is bad news. Right.
I think. I've only heard it used in
not
negative
connotations.
Not
necessarily. A person or thing that announces or signals the approach of another.
Okay.
Can I get the origin?
Okay, fair enough.
Language of
origin. Yeah, language of origin.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Can you use it in a sentence?
All right, so what's, Eric, for you, what would be a thing that, if again, assuming a win, because I don't want you to feel like I'm tricking you here, but assuming a win, what would make you feel the most good about tomorrow?
See, for me, it's like if we just get balance. Like, I don't want to go into an NBA season where I'm like wholly reliant on Michael Porter Jr. to save us and be our salvation. I want Jokic to score like moderately, him to get Aaron Gordon involved, like everybody just kind of clicking, like almost all of the starters are in double digits. The bench holds its own. Like it's at least, if not at even, like no more than like -2, -5, like, but the starters go out and they just, do what we know that they can do. Like I'm really nervous about the concept of like hero ball with this team, because I just don't know who can be the consistent hero. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, and we know that there is balance on the starting unit. We've seen it, obviously with Jamal more so than as it's currently constructed. But I just want to see the Nuggets like gel. more than anything, you know?
I mean, that is a really good point. You're right that a nice balance, like if MPJ does have 15, but that's only because Barton and Gordon and Monte, everybody else has 15.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, that would be great. I just was assuming that wouldn't be the case. That almost seems more hopeful, but it doesn't seem hopeful that it would be a balanced approach tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, a Porter quarter, and then rather than going invisible for the following three, just sort of what Eric's saying, right? Being the guy, grabbing those rebounds, defense looks focused. Yeah, I mean, those are the things. But also, there's process, too. Like, we keep talking about points. I am curious about how he gets those points, the difference in his approach from the preseason to now. Will he be committed to showing off that new handle, getting to the rim, in ways both good and bad? Is there a line in which that becomes detrimental? So I think a nice balance of it's not just threes, but he also doesn't appear to be forcing something new, right, onto himself and the team, if I can get real greedy.
I'm kind of with Eric. I want to see the role players play well.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident Nicole is going to have a nice game. Pretty confident Mike's going to score, to be honest. Like, he'll walk out and get 20. I want to see Monte Morris have a really good game. Yeah. I want to see Aaron Gordon have a really good game.
Yeah, I'd love that.
I want to see the bench play well. If the bench plays...
Phoenix has a good bench.
Right. If the Nuggets bench outplays the Suns bench, that's going to feel really good if you're Denver.
Right.
It's funny. I was joking with Vo today when we were waiting to go into practice. Nick O'Hare, the PR guy, comes out and he's like, it's going to be at like 10 more minutes, guys, until we can go in and do interviews. Coach is working with the second unit. And I look at Vo and I'm like, this might be longer than 10 minutes. So I mean, that's the biggest question about this team in my mind. It's really my only huge concern. Yeah. Is the second unit capable? So if they come out and outplay the Sun second unit tomorrow, that'd be huge.
Great point. And then to that point, I'm going to piggyback. Where does the hot Porter stretch come? How about there? How about with the bench where they need that just add water offense? And then with the starters, that's what Eric's talking about, that balanced approach. Because it'll be different without Jamal, but this is the one thing I remember most and hammer home about that post-trade deadline stretch. It wasn't just that Jokic had dropped 50 or Jamal had dropped 40. For a week straight, it was, any five of these guys can beat you tonight. And so if they can get back to that, that'd be great.
Or just seeing the hot Porter stretch at the scorer's table, right? Leaning down, stretch it out. He's a hot gentleman.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. We're back.
Oh, I see.
You see where he went with that, where he took
that. That might be the worst one yet.
No, definitely not. But the greatest thing is just watching everybody's face, just knowing where it's going. And then I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe I have to wait for him to show up to this.
It was a very disappointing arrival. Nobody mentioned Aaron Gordon, and he's the guy as a role player, but he's the guy that if he really came out tomorrow and just had a nice game, and what's funny is for him, a nice game to me is not knocking down three-pointers or so that. Like, those just come within the flow of the offense. To me, it would be like he just looks like he fits in a way that we haven't really seen consistently on offense. We've seen it defensively, although who's he guarding tomorrow?
Jay Crowder.
Yeah, it's like that. It's a little bit of wasted, sure. his greatness as an on-ball defender.
I forgot about Jay Crowder. I'm like already angry about this game. I have like thought about the Suns as a concept, but not actually as individuals. Holy smokes. Okay, go.
But yeah, that's funny. But tomorrow, him looking like he fits in really well would be even more encouraging than the Michael Porter stuff, because Michael Porter will come around at some point. But Aaron Gordon looking really good.
Aaron Gordon can have the easiest, most efficient season of his career this year if he wants to. He really can. The only thing that might prevent him from not doing that is the Nuggets shooting more threes this year.
Let me give you a crazy would you rather here, Eric.
Oh, God.
Would you rather Will Barton really shines tomorrow?
Yes.
Or Bones Highland really shines tomorrow?
Oh, give me a break. Are you kidding?
This is an easy one.
Dude, Bones, give me a break. What kind of question is this?
Like, Bones is a more important piece. Barton is.
Yeah, but you're like, would you like a delicious, nourishing bite of oatmeal, or would you like a big, tall bowl of Captain Crunch? Captain Crunch, please. Like, it's not helping me for the future, but it just feels good going down. You know what I mean?
That's Bones Island.
Yeah. I think to that it's definitely Bones, because what you worry about with Bones, on a serious note, actually, is like, yes, he had this great preseason. He got a spot in the rotation. He won a rotation spot, which is already a huge accomplishment.
It is.
It shows he's played really well.
Well, he hasn't done it yet, but we should.
Come on, dude. He's definitely.
Hey, man. I don't know. You're probably right.
You're probably right. Come on.
I'm not going to say definitely, though.
Okay. if he has like a couple really rough games to open the season, like that could hurt his confidence a lot. Like, yes, I think he is going to start the season in the rotation. If he has a couple really bad games, Malone is going to pull him from the rotation, you know? Like, that's probably going to happen. So, I think it's important for Bones to get out to a strong, confident start as well.
I'm going to go the other way. None of us touched on it when asked what would be nice to see. I mean, Will Barton looking fresh, athletic, excited to be out there playing well.
Yeah.
Would be really nice to see. I'm kind of expecting it, not necessarily like a great game, but him to just look good, him to look competent. All the same, it would be great to see it. He could probably use it, you know, so that would be something that he's going to be pretty important this year. So you really want to feel confident about him early on.
Yeah. I think it's Barton for me, too. Like, I love Bones, and you're right that Bones has the shorter leash, and so that. But Barton, man, he's been waiting a long time to be able to come back and play at a healthy, and I just think he is that. So I would love for him to have a big game.
I just feel really confident that Barton's going to be fine. You know, he looked good in the preseason. He's going to be good. He's healthy. I mean, Bones, there's just a lot more volatility to his stock this year.
You want to know actually what would be the most encouraging thing tomorrow is if the Nuggets look good in pick-and-roll defense. Because that's why they got murdered in that series, is they just had no answer. And I think a lot of that had to do with fatigue and somewhat not giving up, but picking their poison and getting poisoned to death. But I wonder, but if tomorrow it's like, okay, we have a little bit more energy, we're going to play this a little bit better and smart. That to me, I'd be like, oh, look at this pick and roll defense. Yeah.
Well, what about PJ Dozier?
I was just going to say Chris Paul.
Chris Paul or Devin
Booker?
That's
what I want to see.
That's your number one?
Yes.
Shuts down Chris Paul.
I want to see Chris Paul not make a single one of those goddamn shots. He runs to the elbow, turns around, shoots, and it goes in. We just watched that over and over and over.
Actually, last year he walked to those shots.
That's true. I would like to see PJ Dozier make that stop.
That'd be great.
That would be great. That's what I'm looking for. Nothing else.
You know what? A win would be good enough. However it comes, that'll be good enough. On the other side, guys, we're going to talk about the MVP. We're going to talk about Coach of the Year. We're going to talk about some of these awards and just sort of predict the season going forward that way. But first, I want to hear from the man with the beautiful hair.
You're so bad at this. Oh my God.
The man with the beautiful hair. Tell us about trimming those hairs.
Wow. Did you call him the man with the beautiful
hair?
Like downstairs?
Yeah. He kind of did.
This is not a product meant
just
for your
use
hair.
Use the keyword.
The man with the wind in his pubic hair.
I don't know what the keyword is.
Oh,
the man with the wind in his pubic. Let's go.
Ladies, listen up. Here comes the read.
Oh, man. At manscaped.com, use the code DNVR. You're going to get 20% off plus free shipping. Code DNVR at manscaped.com. Get 20% off plus free shipping. I would recommend checking out the Performance Package 4.0. You get the Lawnmower 4.0. You get the Weed Whacker. You get the Shed Travel Bag. You get tons of other stuff in there. Everything you need for the optimal manscaping experience. I think Manscaped even throws in boxers as well.
That's right.
Into that shed travel
bag.
That
might be the best part.
Anti-chafing boxers. Yeah, I mean,
I've never chafed in those boxers.
Yeah, it's impossible to.
Looking at your face today, I can say you're probably not wearing them. You have a chafe face today, I'd say.
What?
I'll tell you which underwear I'm wearing off the air. You're gonna love the answer.
That sounds like none. Let's go.
You're gonna love the answer. It is none.
Oh boy. Manscaped.com, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code DNVR. If you're a DNVR listener, get on that. Use the code DNVR at manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping. At DraftKings this week, guys, another great deal going on. If you're watching the NFL. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. They've got you covered. If you're a new customer, here's what you got to do. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. If they do, you win $200 in free bets. It's that simple. Bet on any NFL team to win their game. If they win, you get $200 in free bets. DraftKings Sportsbook, of course, you can get some more skin in the game with new same game parlays.
Ooh.
On any NFL game at DraftKings Sportsbook. Combine multiple bets from the same game for even a bigger payout. Of course, the more legs you add in there, the more money you can win. So make sure to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game. Win $200 in free bets.
If they win, you win with promo code DNVR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details, and if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Finally.
Here's what Solace Meds has going on throughout the month of October. Dixie Gummies, 25% off. Solace Bars, 25% off. Solace Sticks, those are new, 25% off. Mile High Extractions, 25% off. Summit and 1906 Drops, also 25% off. They've got good deals going on Halloween weekend, or I don't even know if Halloween's on a weekend, but October 30th and 31st.
That's right.
Yes, Halloween weekend, they got deals as well, Saturday and Sunday.
The start of the week.
Somewhat.
Let's get to the bottom of that right now.
You can get those deals at any of the Solace Meds locations. They got four of them, Fort Collins, Wheat Ridge, Broadway, and Colfax. And, of course, if you drop by any of those locations, also drop the code DMVR20 to receive 20% off. Also get a free Solace Bar or King Cone with your purchase as well.
What a deal.
You guys see Bleacher Report just has this thing where they are like photoshopped LaMelo into a Lakers jersey and stuff.
Oh,
like,
hell
like,
no, yeah.
Man.
The NBA's
it's back.
They didn't photoshop this. This was a marketing thing for the 75th anniversary.
Some of the KD and the Kawhi one have to be photoshopped.
It's not. I'm telling you. I saw
I know what you're saying.
Wait, they did a photo shoot and then put him in there?
Yeah.
So they had LaMelo
KD
put on a
like
Lakers.
Doing the George Gervin
they had
one.
Him put on a Lakers jersey. Like I swear to God, I hate the NBA. It's so weird how much I've been to this league. Day one, and I'm already so furious.
We spent all of our time talking about it, and then when actually confronted with it, we're like, do we like this?
If Jokic shows up in like a Celtics jersey or something, I'm gonna riot.
I actually think it's kind of cool, but body. I guess I'm in the minority.
Well, of course you do. Speaking of great tweets, Ellie, do we have?
I'm the only one connected with
you guys. We have
the current generation.
If you guys don't know, we've been doing our player preview series. To promote the image is fine. We have we are trying to give Jokic as many horses as possible here on the eve of Nugget season. We are up to what would you say we have there? A dozen horses? How many horses do we have? If you're not following us on Twitter, you're doing it wrong. We have 12. He has a dozen horses. I feel like Jokic deserves 50 horses.
Wow. What are you? Nikola Jokic's inside voice.
How many horses do you think Jokic will own at his peak?
That's I really
probably
do think
too
about
many
that.
To count. He's I mean, like, he'll have multiple
he's
stables.
He's like, brother, I'm 47.
Nice.
I love that.
Eric's back, everyone. Here we go.
Anyway, hop on Twitter. You guys will enjoy us. All right, rookie. Or I'm sorry.
Let's talk about it.
No, not rookie. There. I want to start with MVP. The MVP. Eric, you have the DraftKings Sportsbook odds pulled up.
I do.
So you can reference that as we go through this. I'm going to start with mine. Usually I guys ask you guys first. I'm surprised that more people are not talking about Giannis getting dominating the MVP discussion this year. The Bucks are going to be very good. He has they just won a championship, so it's not like you have to justify it with a can to do this. He's entering the prime of his career. He's 27. This is like the start of the prime of his career. And I don't know if you guys saw the preseason, but he's looking comfortable with those little fallaways, this or that. Mm-hmm. Giannis overcame caring what other people think about him last year, and it propelled him. But now that DJF-ness is really going to take him into a season where I think he wins. He could have won the MVP last year. He's the only guy that had an argument against Jokic last year.
Right.
This year, I think he regains it. I think that he should be the heavy favorite for the MVP, and I'm surprised he's not.
DraftKings disagrees with you.
DraftKings is wrong.
DraftKings currently has Luka Doncic, plus 380.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Coming in fourth place, Giannis Antetokounmpo with plus 800.
It's not that fun to bet on right now. I just don't want to put money on Giannis.
Where's Steph in there, Eric?
Stephen Curry is fifth at plus 900.
I feel like Giannis or Steph to me. It just seems like I feel the voters wanting to go to Steph one more
time.
See,
this is the problem. This is the, like...
Oh, the voters want Steph bad.
I mean, Ramona did it. He didn't even make the playoffs.
This is what they want him bad.
This is what it is to cheer for, like, a relative thing versus just, like, the winner of a game. Where, like, the winner of the game, you're like, oh, did they win? You're like, yeah.
Yes.
But this is like, did he win? Like, no. Yes. No. I don't know. Like, you don't know what these vote... Like, it feels like... It feels like a makeup call is coming for Steph. It feels like a makeup call is coming maybe for Joel Embiid also. Like, all the people...
No. The pity MVP. The pity Joel MVP.
Well, that's... Makeup call meaning, like, people saying, like, well, we should have... I mean, whatever. You heard all the...
I know. The pity is going to be coming in even harder after this later episode.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree.
Pity. Step up the pity.
Oh my god.
Oh, I know. On the Luka pity, point, bro.
I think Luka is my favorite to be the favorite in betting wise for like the next 5 years, whether he wins one or not.
Yeah.
They're just gonna put him there. People are gonna bet it.
I just think Giannis is a really good player. His numbers are always great. The team's going to have a good record, and I think he might have his best season that he's ever had this year. I mean, just totally, man. I'm with you.
He's getting to a point where his weaknesses are becoming less and less and less relevant.
I'm with
and
you.
And so, to me, I'm surprised.
Also, winning what you do in the playoffs apparently just factors into the MVP discussion heavily.
Yes, it does.
So he just won a championship, so that's going to help.
Do you think Jokic would have won the MVP last year if they would have lost in the first round the year before in the bubble? No. If they would have lost to the Jazz?
It's tough. I mean,
I think he could have. Yeah.
His season was really that good. And
coming off Western Conference Finals run.
I mean, I agree with you. It's just like it's the confluence of factors here. But like his season was that good that it could have erase that in people's minds. Yeah. Like I don't know.
I think that run was far enough down on his resume where he still would have won it.
Yeah. All righty. Who else is on this list?
Well, there's a great. Do you want everybody?
Number two.
There's,
yeah, just go in order. So you had.
Well,
Luka?
We got Luka number one, Kevin Durant number two, plus 600.
Kevin Durant's not going to play enough games for MVP.
That's what
like,
I.
That's
was
a bad
thinking.
Bet.
That's
I
what
think.
I was thinking.
Like after
James Harden's the guy you want on the Nets.
After Stephen Curry at plus 900, there is a precipitous fall, and after that is Damian Lillard at plus 1400.
Oh, that. Where can I fade that?
I can see that.
I know. Where can you bet the under for MVP?
Oh, I actually think that's a decent bet, to be honest.
And they could have like the third seed, and he.
He's got the narrative behind him.
Yeah, he does have the narrative.
And then we have reigning MVP Nikola Jokic at plus 1,500.
Miroslav today on the Jokic preview said he's predicting it, right?
Well, well, oh, well.
I'm stunned.
I'm stunned as well. Then LeBron. LeBron actually better odds at plus 1,800 than James Harden, who is at plus 2,000.
James Harden, like, almost virtually cannot win this award again. He won. He got all that hype. Then he didn't get it done in the playoffs, and now he is on a team with KD and maybe Kyrie.
But James Harden is just a workhorse in the regular season.
Oh, he's gonna want it. He could go for it. He could put up those numbers. But again, like people coming around to say, "I am ready to vote for James Harden again."
I mean, he's fucking good.
I can't. Yeah, I know, but I just can't see that happening in Brooklyn.
It's actually a really good point. If you are a gambler, like we all,
I've got a long shot that I like. Actually,
Michael Porter Jr. plus 25,000.
Yeah, that's not it.
1,000.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Or wow. or. Aaron Gordon plus 50,000.
Wow,
plus 50,000.
Or Normal Powell.
What's
also
Ben
50,
Simmons?
000.
Normal Powell.
Ben Simmons. Let's see here. I'm not seeing him
not
on the
listed.
List.
He's in the field.
He is not featured, as far as I can see.
I see him plus 20,000.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Let's move on then to the next one.
My sleeper. Oh, yeah. Donovan Mitchell plus 3,000.
That's a good sleeper.
I guess they could be a one seed, right?
Yeah, win the West. He levels up this year.
That definitely makes you want to go to bed.
The thing is, nobody thinks about him as like the all. You know, there's two categories. There's the scoring superstar, and then there's the do-it-all superstar. And KD's the only scoring superstar that we really have in this. Like, even Curry, he scores, but everyone's like, but the way he bends, it affects this or that. I don't feel like Donovan Mitchell is that type of player. He doesn't. You know, he doesn't do what
he would have to have a week or two that's reminiscent of the bubble, like a couple 50 point games, stuff like that. The Jazz run away with the West,
right? All right, so let's go to Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year,
Rookie of the Year.
Which Ricky will be the top Ricky?
Going with Rubio.
Rubio,
heavy favorite. So, Rookie of the Year, favorite early on, Jalen Green, plus 200.
Really. All right.
Followed by Cade Cunningham, plus 300.
Okay, I can see it.
Then
obviously
pretty big gap. Jalen Suggs plus 750.
He's going to get a lot of run. His numbers will be, I think, pretty good because he's going to play as much as those other two guys, and he's good enough that I think his numbers will be up there.
Yeah. Evan Mobley plus 1,000, and then noted bust. Alperin Sengun plus 1,400.
Noted bust. Where's Davion Mitchell?
Davion Mitchell is right after noted bust Sengun.
I'm gonna lose so much money on long shots.
Davion Mitchell is plus 1,800.
You're like, maybe the voters will value on ball defense this year.
Yeah. Intangibles of the year. And then as we go down, I see one name that I'm particularly interested in.
Let me hear what the number is at. Is that 8,000 the other day?
Plus 450 or 4,500.
Yeah. Already doubled. Do we have a buyout yet?
Can I get a buyout on this?
Classic.
Nashawn Hyland.
Get a buyout on Bones.
They didn't list him as Bones?
I'm a little, actually, like.
Yeah, we got to send an email.
We got to, like.
I like it. I like it because it means that.
This way, not as many people
exactly,
bet on him.
Exactly.
They're like, who the hell is Nashawn Hyland?
100%, right. 100% accurate. Yeah, I don't appear to have a buyout just yet.
Not surprising.
What a shame.
Oh, yeah, Giddy. What are his?
You know what? Surprisingly, I do have a buyout on my Broncos
Giddy
championship
plus 2000.
That I placed that week. I thought we were getting Aaron Rodgers. Definitely. The buyout on that one, very low. Not doing great at the moment.
I'm surprised they're offering you.
Giddy might be a
I
fun,
should actually take this buyout. Yeah. What am I doing sitting here?
I know.
Might as well take my $7.
Yeah, dude. That's like two smooths.
Reinvest, though.
Giddy, I think, might be a decent value bet. Not that I think he's going to win it, but if you're just looking at higher odds guys that are... I think Jalen Green has this one. I think Cade Cunningham... Detroit might still have some stuff to navigate up front with, is the ball in Jeremy's hands or Cade's hands, and how does one help the other? And I just wonder if there's going to be a transition of power, whereas in Houston, there's more of a vacuum. I mean, I guess Kevin Porter Jr. likes to shoot, but... I could just see Jalen having all the opportunity in the world to put up big numbers.
Yeah, I can see it.
It's going to be one of those two guys.
All right, what do we have? Clearly. What's the next one, Eric?
For most improved player.
Awards.
Most improved player.
Okay.
Number one.
I love it.
This is the battle of the Porter Juniors.
Oh, my God.
Michael Porter Jr. plus 1,000. Kevin Porter Jr. plus 1,000.
It's so funny. So Michael Porter's odds are going backwards, which is interesting. Michael Porter, by the way, I think had great odds last year, too, as the most improved.
He got vote. What was he, third?
Yeah, so it's like the weird thing.
There are three juniors in the top four.
Who's the other
one? Jaren Jackson Jr.
Okay, a lot of juniors. Do you like the Michael Porter?
Love it.
Most improved?
Love it. I think people are like, well, he would have to have a big jump in points. First of all, I expect one. Second of all, I don't. Like, especially after Julius Randle getting this, I just don't know how much I'm interested in precedent right now and trying to predict how the NBA is going forward. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know. The narrative is there. Porter's good enough, and the Nuggets could just be in a top seed again when everyone expects them not to be.
Yeah.
And then you just go, oh, Porter looked great. And even though we all think of him as a great player, everyone just remembers him looking pretty bad in the playoffs. So that, to me, sets the stage way more than, like, is he going to clear this certain statistical benchmark?
You're so right. Yeah, exactly. It's most improved, which means lowest to highest. And, like, the last time we saw Michael Porter Jr., he was gouging his own stock.
Yeah.
So if he can come back and,
your,
like,
vocab, so underrated.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Love it, dude.
Which is crazy.
It's
I do
really
not
good
read.
Vocab.
I'll tell you who could win this is the guy who has the third best odds, Jordan Poole. Because he could go from averaging 12 points a game to, like, averaging 20. You know, like, he could have the biggest
Jordan Poole,
game,
yeah. And he's in the Warriors. Like, the Warriors,
that's
just, like,
one.
They just.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
everything they do is worth double.
Yeah.
I believe the most improved player will be Ja Morant. There it is.
He scored 50 in a playoff game, but okay. All right, let's go to the next one. Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year. Number one, noted genius. Excellent player motivator. Coach of the Year in everyone's mind, Steve Nash.
Yeah, so dumb.
Plus 850.
So dumb.
Eric Spoelstra, plus 950.
I could see that.
Billy Donovan, Monty Williams. Monty Williams, my pick.
Billy Donovan.
Donovan. Michael Malone, plus 1,400.
Michael Malone, have you noticed, like, on the GM reports and stuff, he just doesn't get that much the shine or respect. I'm always surprised by it. Because, I mean, obviously here he's got a pretty high Q score, but...
It's the same thing.
They're
not watching.
They're not paying attention. Yeah.
Can I interest anyone in a Luke Walton at plus 5,000?
There's nobody you could. Honestly, Luke Walton gets my
first coach fired.
First coach fired. I think it's Luke Walton.
Yes,
it's Luke Walton.
Yes, yes.
He's on the hot seat. They have three guards. That team, they have three guards that are very good. That they have to decide. They have to navigate. They have they're hopeful of making the playoffs this year. I think
hope is a killer.
It's such a killer. I think he's fired by New Year's.
Oh, wow. I love that.
I think he's fired by New Year's. Because I think they get off to a slow start. They're not that good.
His resolution.
Get off to a slow start, and they're just like, all right, we have to do something.
His resolution is to find a new job.
His resolution.
Speaking of Michael Malone, there's a firing that. Why did they do that? I think about that all the time.
The Kings look better.
Boogie respects this guy. Get him out of here.
They were like, I can't believe Mike Malone gave Boogie Cousins mono or whatever.
That's the name of Michael Malone's book. Mono cost me my head coaching job.
Sixth man of the year.
This is the dumbest award that is awarded in all of sports.
The Utah Jazz.
Yes.
This is a bottom one award in sports.
Yeah. Jordan Clarkson leading the pack, plus 600. Tyler Hero.
A man we saw
in the flesh in Las Vegas.
We did see him in the flesh.
Preseason MVP Tyler Hero.
Yeah, we watched him sign autographs and take photos. Not with us, though. Plus 1,000.
Okay.
Jingles, plus 1,300.
He'll never win it. Like, what he does is not the things that win Sixth Man of the Year.
He got second last year.
He got second on his team. But I'm saying he'll get second again this year. It's like the award that can get you second in the Sixth Man of the
Jordan
Year.
Yeah, Jordan Clarkson's just more Jordan Clarkson than he is.
Oh, yeah,
that's,
totally.
That's that.
I don't believe there is a nugget on this
list. I don't think
list.
There is. I want to hear the fourth, though.
Fourth goes Patty Mills, plus 1,500. Kevin Herter.
He might be the starter.
Is it possible that Bones could win Sixth Man of the Year but not Rookie of the Year?
No.
Is it possible he could win both?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Who are you, Mark Tatum?
I just don't think...
Deputy Commissioner?
Would Jordan Clarkson have won Rookie of the Year last year if he were a rookie?
If he was a rookie?
Who won Rookie of the Year last year?
Yeah, who did win Rookie of the Year last year?
That's a great point.
Let's see. Between the four of us, can we remember?
3 months ago.
Who won Rookie of the Year last year?
Somebody in the chat's going to help us
Help
here.
Us out, chat.
Oh, sad. So sad. All right. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Okay, and then...
LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo
Bell.
No, Jordan Clarkson. Probably not.
Man, it would have been close.
Probably not.
It would have been close.
It would have been super close, yeah. Okay.
Anthony Edwards got second, yeah.
What would you rather Bones win, Sixth Man of the Year or Rookie?
Because that's what I bet. I literally already bet that.
Also, I don't want him winning the worst award in sports.
Yeah. The Sixth Man of the Year.
I want him winning, like, a better award.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Defensive Player of the Year. Any ideas, any thoughts on who
the At this point, I honestly want Rudy Gobert to keep racking these up. So I hope it's him.
Well, you know what's funny? My pick but other than him would have been Ben Simmons. And now you're like, that's not happening.
What Ben Simmons, does, number two. Still number two.
What if he's
still number two? Where's AD, who, by the way, starting at power forward
number three
tonight?
Number three at plus 650.
I'm stunned by that.
Who
starting
is?
At AD
Anthony
starting at power
Davis.
Forward.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Not a center, apparently.
Yeah, the lot of play in the hits here. Rudy Gobert, Ben Simmons, Anthony Davis, Miles Turner, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid.
It might be Giannis, man. I would love for Giannis to do, look. Not that I'm rooting for Milwaukee in any capacity. I do like Giannis. I wouldn't mind for him to do the, like, MJ Olajuwon Defensive Player of the Year MVP all in the same year.
The Giannis Slam.
The Giannis Slam.
I like the idea of Rudy Gobert just, like, setting the record for most awards won while garnering no respect whatsoever from anyone outside of
the lamest trophy case in the sport.
He's a five-time defensive player of the year. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, but like, did you see him?
A stuffed gold jacket.
We're such haters.
All right, do we have anything else?
No, nope.
All righty. Guys, I want to tell everybody you could cue that outro music here. We put...
Show us the horses.
Let's see the horses. Yeah, what are we up to? How many horses does Yoke have from us? she's exporting it. But guys, if you don't know, we did just do 17 player preview series. You guys, we put a lot of time and effort into these. I think they're fantastic. Oh, look at that. There are all of them. Little Sebastian is there. Yoke is starting to get buried. But I don't feel like it's enough.
Talk about dying doing what you loved.
I still feel like
by a
like
horse.
If you're like, Jokic, how do you want to go out? He's like, I want to be suffocated by horses.
Like I still feel, horseman. Hop on Twitter, hit that retweet button on the DNVR Nuggets tweet.
I love the way they smell.
I still feel like he deserves more horses, guys. I feel like that's just still not enough.
You and he both, brother.
Brother. But go ahead and check them all out, guys. Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, we made free the entire portion of it. It's like 35 minutes
might
of a
be
preview.
The best
it's,
one.
Really,
it's really
good. You got, obviously got Jokic, you got Bones Highland if you want to see what Eric looks like with an overload of adrenaline.
I don't know if you saw, I literally accidentally took a screenshot of myself yesterday when I was watching Bones highlights and my face was like it was amazing. I left our round open.
Yeah.
And I took a shot of the whole
thing. Oh yeah, I saw that.
That's amazing.
So are you where's he in relation to top humans?
I mean, come on. He's nowhere near the top human. I mean,
okay.
Jokic has impressed me in all phases of life. Like I watch him interact with children. I watch him be charitable. I watch him be generous. I watch him exude all of
no
the feelings that
skin.
I want a human being
there
to
he
exude.
Is. Oh my
yeah,
God.
That's me watching Bones.
That's a real accident.
That actually is kind of like, if you ever do anything wrong, that's the photo the news will use.
Yeah.
And by news, I mean us.
When like, we finally get canceled.
We've had to let go, Eric. Here's a photo of him.
Yeah, here's a photo before he uttered the thing that should never be said again.
All right, guys. But tune in tomorrow. So check out all the previews. You guys got time. I mean, there's 24 hours left between now and the game time.
Yeah.
Just means you can get all of
them
in
continuously
on repeat. And then tomorrow we'll be back for the pregame show.
I want to be done.
Can't wait.
This is fun.
See everybody then.